Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Jay King Show. I should say good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. Good whatever it is, I hope it's good for you. My name is Jay King. This is the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580. And I am the president of the California Black Chamber of Commerce, the leader of the group Club Nouveau. I do a podcast Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. called Kings in the Morning on the jkingnetwork.com. And I do a radio show on 97.5 FM KDEE Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m. called Traffic Jams. Today, I'm on KBLA, the Jay King Show, and one of my favorite shows I like doing because of what we talk about and how important I think some of the conversations we have are. Today, we're going to talk about small business development and strategies that go with small business development. When we start talking about small business development, we have to talk about the special need of the African-American small business owner because of the systemic racisms, bigotries, prejudices, and biases of the past that continue to affect and plague small business, even though those same things don't take place or happen at such a greater proportion as they did in the early part of the country, in the 1900s and the 1800s, we still cannot negate the fact that they have a residual effect on African-American small businesses. If it's just simply a family that can't pass wealth from one generation to the next, or having access to capital because you don't have the asset base. There are different things and different strategies that I believe you can do as a small business owner to better optimize your business to ensure that you will have success. Being adaptable to climates as they change, whether it's the technological climate or the service that you might be providing or the goods that you might have. Having an online presence as that world changes, you know, just simply having a website isn't good enough. How effective and efficient is your website? What kind of relationships do you have? What kind of focus do you have? What kind of investment have you made in your business? These are some of the things that we're going to talk about, and these are some of the strategies that you're going to need in order to build a business that will grow and scale. I'm going to give you some numbers that are going to be alarming to you, but these are real numbers. Like them or not, they are true numbers. 96% of African-American businesses are called micro and mini micro businesses. 96% generate less than $100,000 or less than $35,000 a year. That means for every 100 African-American small businesses you see, 96 of them don't generate $100,000 or $35,000 a year. Total generation, that's talking about cost of goods, cost to be in business, paying themselves, less than $100,000, less than $35,000 a year, micro and mini micro. If 100 businesses started today, in 18 months, 80% of them will be out of business. So that means in a year and a half, 100 businesses that start today in a 1 year, in one half, 80 of them will be out of business, and only 20 of them will still be functional. And out of those 20, in the preceding 18 months, 80% of them will be out of business, which means in a 3-year period, out of 100 businesses that start, only 4 will still be and running as a business in 3 years. But it doesn't have to be that way. A lot of the failures have to do with your ability to focus, to network, to monitor, to adapt, and to build. And if you can do all of those things, and you're going to see what I'm talking about in just a minute, you will be one of the 4. But what I want to build is the opposite. I want people to say, in 3 years, after 3 years, only 4 African-American businesses are out of business. 96% are still in business and growing. And the only way that happens is when we share information and encourage people to work hard, to be prepared, to get ready, not just to go into business because you feel like that's what you want to do, it's the right thing, or because you're good at cooking, or you're good at mechanical work, or you're good at building websites. Just being good at something isn't good enough for a foundation to build a business. As a matter of fact, the reason why most small businesses don't scale is because the person who owns the business is also the person who's a creator. They're doing the creative work. And they don't always correlate. Sometimes you need another person to come in and do the mechanical portion of it. So one of the strategies that I always say to small businesses as they're developing is identify your niche. What is your niche? You got to understand your target markets and then focus on a specific niche where you can excel and then build that differentiator that makes you different from other businesses. I used to say people wanted me as a manager. You know, name artists would seek me out because you could call me at any time and I would answer the phone. I would make myself available. And because I had a real understanding of the music business from soup to nuts, from manufacturing and distribution all the way up to marketing, promotions, royalties, publishing, I knew the whole thing. And that was my niche, that people knew that I was what people would call an expert in multiple areas, and because I was available to artists at all times. So I say to small business owners always, identify your niche. Know who you are and what you do and what separates you from other managers. Another thing I would say is build strong relationships, not just with artists, but you know, if you own a business that deals with customers, build a strong relationship with your customers. Build a strong relationship with the suppliers of your goods. Build a strong relationship with partners that do different parts of your business for you. Because strong relationships don't just lead to strong referrals. It leads to repeat business. It really, if there should be a problem that you're having because of a strong relationship, you can weather an issue or a storm. So identifying your niche and building strong relationships are very two essential parts to building, developing a small business and developing a strategy, because these are foundational things that keep you on course. Have you ever been to a restaurant where they have so many food choices, you don't know what to choose from, and then you don't know what's good and what's not, what's just okay, and what they are, what they have a signature for, because they haven't identified their niche yet. And it's hard to build a relationship with somebody when they come to your restaurant one time or to your establishment and they eat something that's really good, and then they try something else and it's really bad, because you have not identified your niche. And it's hard to build a relationship with people who don't feel good about you or what you're presenting to them. So identifying your niche, understanding your target market, focusing on the specific part of your niche where you can excel and differentiate yourself from other competitors. I'll give you guys an example. Tori from Tori's Place is known for her cornbread and her gumbo. Just imagine if of all things that she made, she ran out of cornbread and gumbo. Her relationship with the community is based on those two items, cornbread and gumbo. From that, she has built an empire of a business in the neighborhood. So identifying your niche, building strong relationships are two of the essentials that small business development strategies need. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King, and we'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
Good.
Hey, Mario. Hey, Baxter. Hey, Dante. Taz. Hey, John Beckman. Hey, Adrian. So, hey, Cammie. This show, hey, Chuck. Boom, Chuck. How you doing? So this show is a show that we tape on Mondays and Tuesdays for broadcast on KBLA Talk 1580. Hey, Renana, in Los Angeles. So we tape it now. Mike is the producer. He'll cut the show up. If you guys want to hear this show and any of my other shows, you can go to iHeartRadio.com or go to your app, go to your app store, and download the iHeartRadio app. Go to your app store, download the iHeartRadio app, and search for the Jay King Show. And you can hear this show and all the other shows I do there. All right? You ready, Mike?
Yep, here we come.
Okay.
12 minutes here.
Okay. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Jay King. We're talking about small business development strategies and how to build a sustainable business. And when we talk about African-American small businesses, that has to be a serious conversation we have, because there is a 96% chance that after 3 years, if you start a business, you won't be in business. There's an 86 or 80% chance that after 18 months, you won't be in business. Now, these are stark but real numbers. And I think a lot of times when we talk about African-American small business owners, people who want to go into business, they're excited about being in business, but they're not excited about doing the work that goes with being in business. If you want to make a successful business, if you want to build a business that can scale from just you to you plus somebody, to you plus three or four somebodies, to actually building a real company that that starts to flourish, that you can pass from one generation to the next. We talked about identifying your niche and building strong relationships, whether it's with your customers or your suppliers or referrals, but just building relationships is important. Another thing that I think because of technology and because in the Black community, we're very afraid of technology on the overall. I'm not talking about you individually per se, but on the overall, from a general standpoint in the Black community, technology, we're falling further and further behind, and that's why Black businesses are having a tough time. If you're going to be in business, you must establish a robust online presence with a professional website. Not only should you have a robust online presence with a professional website, you must have strong social media presence and online marketplaces. You have to learn how to utilize digital marketing techniques so that you can reach broader audiences. The most incredible thing that I think that's happened to us with the internet is you can get outside of where you live, and not just outside of your city or outside of your state. You can get outside of the country. And you can find out that in certain parts of the world, your product, what you create, who you are, is even better received right next door to you. So building an online presence to go with the strong relationships you have and knowing your niche now, because your website is speaking to what your niche is. So everything is so tight that your growth becomes exponential. With that website, you have to offer exceptional customer service. With that customer service, with that exceptional customer service, you're going to build customer loyalty. With that customer loyalty, you're going to build word-of-mouth referrals. And listen to your customers. Whatever your customers are saying to you, listen to their feedback, and then improve what you offer, their needs, not what you think they need, not what you think they want, but you listening to them, talking to them, because what you've just done is you've tightened up the ship for yourself. So there's no waste in your program. There's no waste in the conversation because you've started off right. The worst thing you can do is start a business, start it wrong, and then start building on everything wrong. I mean, I want you to think about this. Just imagine building this beautiful house. I mean, the house is beautiful. It's spectacular, except you forgot to put down a foundation. Because the land was all, because the ground was already even, and adding a foundation would have cost you $15,000-$20,000 more. And you said, forget about a foundation. It's so, the ground is so even right here. It's, everything is so even. But over time, without a foundation, things that are even start to get off balance. And before you know it, this beautiful house that you built, all the walls and stuff, they start to lean, they start to get cracks, things start to fall apart, it becomes dangerous. It's the same in a business. If you don't build the business on a strong foundation, I don't care what you do after that, it's going to fall. It's going to fail. If you don't understand who you are, if you don't understand and identify your niche in the marketplace, that's one of those cracks. If you don't build strong relationships, and you guys know what I'm talking about because you've seen businesses, you've talked to business owners and how rude they are, how disrespectful they are, how they argue with you. I come from the era where the customer is always right. So I'm not going to argue with a customer, not somebody that I want to come back. I'm going to fix the problem. That's where building strong relationships come in. You know, if you build an online presence, if you build a website and you get Mike and Ray Ray to build your website, right? And then Mike and Ray Ray, you know, they don't do it right because they only know halfway how to do it anyway, but they only charge you $250 anyway. So your online presence is going to be shaky, which is going to make your customer service shaky. So you have to walk into a business as a small business owner, recognizing that everything you do, is a reflection of you. Everybody you come in contact with, and you come in contact with them if it's somebody who represents you, if it's somebody who's shipping product to you, if it's somebody who's responding from your website, all of those people are you. That's why as a small business developing strategies, you have to be hands-on in the beginning. You have to know how your business works, what it is that you're doing, what is your niche. What is your niche? Are you a good people person? Because you have to be able to build and foster relationships with customers, with suppliers, with partners, with repeat businesses, repeat referrals. You have to build that relationship. What's your website like? Do all the buttons work? When people send you something, and do you respond immediately? What kind of customer service do you provide? Those are the kind of questions that you have to ask yourself and be an honest evaluator of you, your business, and the kind of service you're going to provide. When we come back, we're going to talk about once you have your business up, how do you diversify your revenue streams? How do you invest in marketing? How do you know? How and when do you focus on innovation? What about networking? All those things we're going to talk about when we come back. You're tuned in to KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We'll be right back. Hey, Renee, what's happening? Okay, hey, Tim. So let me tell you guys, I can't talk in the middle of the broadcast because Mike is taping, and then he'll tape it, he'll edit it, and put it together. If you guys haven't listened to any of my shows, you should download the iHeartRadio app and then search for the Jay King Show and follow me there. You can listen to all my shows. This show will be up this week. This is a show that's going to be airing on KBLA Talk 1580 this Saturday and Sunday. But you can listen to it on my app a lot sooner. Again, download the iHeartRadio app. Go to your app store, download iHeartRadio, and then search for the Jay King Show. What's up, Ali? Did you
want to
say something?
Yeah, I don't want to mess up your show. I was just, you was talking about customer service and how do you do that. And then you were saying how, that the customer service reflects on you and what you bring. And mm-hmm. and I was just going to throw some things out there because I did great customer service. And then I was hit by a customer, had nothing to do with me. It was just them. They were angry about how they couldn't get a transaction to go through, and then they hit me. And then also, I had another customer that called me.
What did you do?
I continued to help them. I didn't get upset or angry. I just told them, hey, you know, keep your hands to yourself, because I know that the camera was on me and that I could go tell the supervisor later and they can watch the camera.
So this wasn't your job. This is you working for somebody else.
Right, but then they didn't do anything about it when I went to tell Jay, and then I was called the N-word on the job as well.
We're talking about people who own their own business, but we'll get into it.
Well, still customer service, but Mike. Okay, well, Mike, Mike,
and I put your ass on mute because you trying to change the goddamn show. That's not what the show was about. This motherfucker. This ain't Keens in the Morning. He coming on this show trying to change the show. I'm going to open your mic up at the end, and you can talk about customer service at the end, so stay right there. Is there someone to help start the process? That's Derek Thomas. Derek, you can call the California Black Chamber of Commerce, 916-467-8878, 916-467-8878. Speak with Angie, and she'll make sure that you and I talk. Tell Angie that you want to meet with me and talk about small business, and she'll make that happen. Okay. So when we come at the end, we'll talk about all that stuff. Okay, Ali, that way you can get your customer service story.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, Pop.
Mike, this motherfucker trying to turn this into Keens in the Morning. That's right. All right, so. Let's get back to the show. So you guys don't have to worry about it. None of this stuff would be on the show. Mike edits the show. So it's not, you know, it's not live. It's a tape show on Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Hi, Lou.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready? This show is sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, Highlands Community Charter School is where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway, and it doesn't cost a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number. 916-844-2283, Highlands Community Charter School. And remember, it's never too late to get your life in order. How many minutes do I have right here?
You got 9 minutes, Jay.
Okay. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We're talking about small business development strategies. We've talked about identifying your niche, building strong relationships, building an online presence, making sure that you have exceptional customer service making sure that you're offering exceptional customer service. And another thing, as you start to build your business and you start to understand what your business is and what it does, now you can start to diversify your revenue streams. You can explore different revenue streams, like products that you might sell, services you might offer, subscriptions you might want to make available. You can do licensing opportunities either to somebody or from somebody. So you can mitigate risks and maximize your income and your opportunities. So a lot of times, if your system is working, and let's just say that you're not that all of a sudden you have a system that's working just right as it relates to shipping. And you have other small business owners that might need your services. You can offer shipping to that person because you have a system in place. or manufacturing. Let's say you know somebody who's manufacturing the same type of goods that you're manufacturing. They're paying substantially more money, or you guys are paying a lot of money that's about the same money together, but if you guys came together, you would you could lower the price, and you go and negotiate the deal. And just for argument's sake, or for the sake of mathematics, we'll make it a dollar. You each are manufacturing a product, or you're buying a service or some goods for a dollar. And you go and you negotiate that if you can bring on another company, that it will go down to 75 cents. And then you go to another company and you say, hey, if I can save you 10%, would you come in with me? So instead of them paying a dollar, now they're paying 90 cents. Well, that's a great saving. So you're saving 70, you bring your price down by 25%, you bring their price down by 10%, but you make an additional 15% from them. And you do that with multiple companies. You've just diversified your business. You've just offered another service and diversified your business. So once you start getting into the game and you start and your systems start working and you know that and you get it streamlined, you can start diversifying your own business and creating new revenue streams for yourself. As you start to do that and as you start to build your company, you should also invest in marketing. You should allocate a certain amount of money, a certain amount of resources to marketing your product to reach a certain target audience, because now we can do that. With social media, all the different platforms, you can look at who's buying your product, because guess what? All that information is in your back office. Every time somebody buys something from you, all the information, their email address, their address, what they make, all that stuff could be part of your back office. So now you know, if you know that 75% of the people buying your product are women over the age of 30, you can now say, you know what, I'm going to invest in reaching out to women over the age of 30 that generate X amount of dollars. So you want to invest in marketing. You want to invest in email campaigns. You want to do paid advertising, or you want to find some influencers that you think could have an impact on your product. All of this goes back to the beginning. All of it goes back to the fact that you understood your niche market. You knew what it was that you were doing, and you started building relationships early on. You made sure that your online presence was top-notch and that your customer service was impeccable. And then you started diversifying your business, so you saw where you could generate other money. So now investing in marketing isn't just investing in what you do, but it invests in other people as well. So guess what? That's a whole new revenue stream, because now you're going to spend those dollars anyway. But instead of spending those dollars on just your product, you're spending those dollars on your products and other products that you help. So now you can charge each of those guys without them having to give you anything. You can say, listen, I'll charge you an extra 3%, an extra 5%. I'll spend the money. I'll do the marketing. So now as their sales pick up, you also get a piece of that, on top of the fact that you're getting a piece of that cushion where you got the price knocked down by 25%. You knocked it down for them by 10%, which gave you that extra 15%. Now you're creating different revenue streams for yourself because you are investing in the marketing. And what happens is this, you guys. As you start to build your business, what you start to realize is money creates money. Money creates money. Those marketing dollars are creating money. Those diversification revenues are creating money. That customer service is creating money. That online presence is creating money. Those relationships are creating money. The fact that you zeroed in on your niche created money. And so now your foundation, your financial foundation is growing. It's getting stronger. It's building. And now, because you started investing in marketing, you can focus on innovation. You can focus now on how to build out the niche market that you have now, because you built this other business, this other shipping business, this other manufacturing business. Because you built these other businesses, now you can focus on how do you make these things work hand in hand with each other. That's where the innovation comes in, with the products, with your services, how to stay ahead of the competition, how to be relevant, and knowing that some of the guys, some of the people that you're working with, as you see them get bigger, instead of trying to hold them down, you set them up, and you say, you know what? It's time for you to go out on your own. I can help you set it up and just give me 10%. But I'm going to show you how I can get you now to where you can save 25%. So guess what? You're not really losing anything. You just saved him that 25%. He's giving you 10. But now you saved him or her more money. So, again, it's how innovative you are. And so instead of them becoming a competitor, they become a partner. And guess what they do? Because they're not ready to take on what you take on, or they don't want to, they pass new people to you. And so you get this stream that's coming through, and all of it happened because of your innovation. All of it happened because of your investment in marketing. All of it happened because of how you diversified your revenue streams. All those things, they always go back to each other. They like click into each other. You have to focus on innovation and creativity. You have to be adaptable. You have to follow and monitor industry trends. And you have to know when not to be greedy. Sometimes people will stay in a space and they get greedy and they want it all. And instead of helping somebody grow, they try to hold them back. That's not what you want to do. Not only do you want to help them grow, you want to encourage them to grow, and you want to hope that they get bigger than you, because it's one of those people that grow to that next level that may be the ones that keep you in the game. And if you say, how do I know that? It's how I've been able to stay in the game so long. There are people that I helped that benefited from the work that I did, that grew to the next level, always called me, have always kept me in the loop, and have always helped me. And sometimes without even telling me, just doing it, because that's what happens. When small businesses develop real strategies based on real life scenarios, you'd be surprised at how those businesses grow exponentially greater than people who are selfish in their offerings. So you can't help anybody if you don't know how to help yourself. And so I say to people all the time, if you are going to be a successful small business owner, you have to be willing to suffer and work hard And you got to be willing to give and to help other people. And when you do, it all comes back. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King, and we'll be right back. How many minutes was that, Mike?
Yeah, that went long.
I know. I was looking for you to send me the thing, but you never sent me nothing to tell me 1 minute.
I did. I was on Blog Talk. So
no, you didn't. I don't. Oh, that's damn it. No, that wasn't okay. That was. I gotta watch it. Okay.
Yeah. No problem. A couple short segments.
How many minutes?
Two segments at 3 minutes each.
Okay. Yep. You ready?
Yeah. I am ready.
You're tuned into KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. This thing is about to wind down, but I just wanted you to know that if you are interested in starting a small business, do it. Do it. And if you're going to do it, be excited about it. Be passionate about it. And be responsible with it. You know, especially if you're going to get family or friends to get involved, or if you have a significant other and you're putting their money on the line, their lifestyle on the line for your dream, then be ready to give it everything you've got. Don't be halfway with it. Really take the time to don't force it. Don't think it has to happen right now. You know, if you have a really good idea, if you have a really good business idea, it's your idea. It's not going to go anywhere. If somebody else does it, it's not a big deal. There's nothing new under the sun anyway. So it's not like somebody's going to do something that hasn't been done before. But if you do it, make sure you do it right. Make sure you give it all you've got. And if you do the things that I'm telling you to do in the beginning of your strategic development, only way you're not successful is you're just not a good cook, or you're just not a good singer or musician, or you're just not good at that particular craft as it relates to being the talent. But you may be exceptional at practicing the process. So either way, you're going to find that that will allow you to build a business that you can be proud of. When we come back, I'm going to wrap this thing up. And we're going to talk about a little bit about networking and why it's important. And this show goes long on iHeartRadio. So if you're listening to this on KBLA Talk 1580, you can download the iHeartRadio app and then search for the Jay King Show, and you can listen to the longer version of this show. My name is Jake, and we'll be right back. Hey, Yolanda Little, how are you? Hey, Tony Mosley, I'm glad you tuned in. This is a show that I take for KBLA Talk 1580 in Los Angeles. It airs on Saturdays and Sundays, but we tape it today, and then Mike will edit the show and put it together. So you guys, if you download the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to this show and all my other shows that I've done with iHeartRadio. All right? You ready, Mike?
Yep, here we go. Just a couple minutes here. For the Jay King Show.
Hey, Sequoia. Hey, Rosie. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. It's time to get out of here, you guys. But before we do, let's talk about networking just a little bit. That is going to be one of the strongest things you can do as a small business owner, as a development strategy, is to network. Go to industry events. Join professional associations. Network with other small business owners. Exchange ideas. Gain insight. Discover new opportunities. Just get out there and be excited. And your excitement and your commitment to being successful is going to be felt by other small business owners. So from the beginning, as a small business owner, make sure that you know who you are and what niche you're trying to fill. My name is Jay King, and thank you for tuning in to the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. All right, you guys, is there something that you guys want to say? So Ali, I'm going to add you. So you'll be, if you guys want to say something or ask a question, I'll answer them now, because, and then Mike will add this stuff to the end. So Ali, what did you want to say? I know you wanted to talk about what happened to you with customer service. Thank you.
Yes, Jay King. I've been listening to your show and kind of got another way of how I can say this. So small business owners, I would suggest to them that they're real good and great with the people that they hire to help them with their small business. And if your worker comes to you and complains about customers disrespecting them or calling them out their name, and they come to you with complaints, be a good business owner and investigate as soon as possible, and don't wait, because then it could be a backfire on your small business, and that wouldn't be good
now,
you started.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if you're going to be a small business owner, you need to invest in employee development. You want to train and empower your employees so that you enhance their skills, enhance their knowledge. When you have a happy and skilled employee, they contribute to a positive work environment, and they improve customer satisfaction. And sometimes you may have a bad customer that you don't need in your store that's disrespectful to your employee, then you should be willing to say, this won't work for you and I. You're not an optimal customer. And you're able to do that, Ali, when you have built a strong company. It's difficult to do it when you're living from pillar to post. That's why it's so important for small business owners to build a strong foundation so that they don't have to compromise themselves or their employees for the almighty dollar.
Exactly, sir. And I just wanted to throw that idea out there, and thank you for letting me speak.
You're welcome, sir. Let me see. Does anybody else have anything they want to say, any other conversation? If you want to call in, if you want to say something, 515-605-9376 is the number, 515-605-9376. If you are on the line and you want to ask a question or say something, press the number 1. And if you press the number 1, then I will open up your mic, and you can say whatever you like. So anybody who wants to, if there's anything otherwise, I am going to let you guys go. This is a show that we do. We take either Mondays or Tuesdays. Normally we try to do it on Mondays at 6, but because of my schedule, because of my schedule, Mike keeps getting kicked out the studio for various reasons because of his bad attitude. Right, Mike?
Yes.
Well, hard. Mike works with a lot of white guys. He's a white guy, and they beat him down because he works with black people.
What about middle management? Any advice?
Middle management? I think when it comes to middle management, Mike, this is where, matter of fact, I was talking to John Beckman about this earlier today, because I believe if John Beckman had a concierge service, that it would be outstanding. And I say that based on John Beckman's personality, just how gracious he is and how kind he is when he meets people. But I told him, I said, you know, you could build it, but then you have to make sure that the people that you bring on have the same love for customer service that you do. And that's where, as a manager, as an owner, you have to make sure that the people that that you bring into your company, especially in the beginning, they have bought into your strategies, that they've bought into the way you see a company, that they are excited and passionate about the work like you are. And if you think you're, if you find somebody and you think they're really good and that they're really good and they have some of the attributes, but, you know, you need to work with them, they're probably not going to work out well. Because if they have bad habits and you have to correct their bad habits, you'll be spending the majority of your time correcting bad habits instead of building great strategies. So it'll take away from identifying your niche or building strong relationships or building a great online presence or offering great or exceptional customer service or diversifying revenues. All of those different things that you need to do in order for a business to grow, you won't be able to do it because you'll be spending a lot of time fixing people and fixing problems that other people bring, and you don't want to do that. That's why it's important that you find personalities like yours. And I say that even as I'm at the chamber. The people that work at the California Black Chamber, if you, those ladies, they're very kind. If you talk to the people that work at the radio station, they're very kind. You know, and I think the kindness shows up in the support and why we get volunteers to work for us, because of the kind of service that we offer to them, and by way of thanking and being kind to people, and that there's no such thing as anybody being better than anybody else. And if you go to the radio station, if you talk to Leon or Tristan or Angelise, because those are the three people that really make the radio station work, or if you talk to Angie or Rose or Katrina or Susan, because those are the people that make the chamber work, that they're all nice people. And I always tell people there's only room for one asshole in a company, and that's the boss. And even they can't afford to be an asshole. So, you know, and if you keep that as your mantra, I think middle management becomes because it's what they're foundationed in.
So how would you reward, you know, a good employee as a small business owner? Any suggestions?
Yeah, I think as a small business owner, you know, you if you do well, like if you have at end of the year, you do really well, then you bonus them. When you know that they are exceptional, don't make them ask you for a raise. Give them one. When they do great work, tell them. When you are talking to customers or clients or other entities that you do business with, talk about the people that make it work for you. So I think
praise goes a long way.
Yep. But you have to be. It can't be fake or phony.
Right.
It's got to be genuine, because people feel it. And when you do that, people go the extra mile. They work harder. They'll work on the weekend even when you don't ask them to, because they know something needs to be done.
Yeah, it gives them pride in their own work.
Yeah. All right. You got any more questions, Mike?
I was going to ask you about your new song you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if we can brag on Jay Kingfer here for a minute.
I have nothing to brag about right now. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
My mama said if you got to brag on yourself, then you ain't doing shit. Other people brag on you because that's what they want to do. I believe them.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, you know, nobody's really going to praise or say any good things about you. You really have to kind of tout yourself and promote yourself.
No, you don't.
Just in life in general.
Nah, I disagree.
Really?
Nah, you don't. You just got to do the work. If you do the work, then other people will say it. But if you got to talk about, you know, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this 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 and that and I'm this and that and I'm this and that and I'm this. I'm okay on that shit. Bye, Felicia. They say bye, Felicia. You know, if you do good work, and if you're consistent doing good work, people are going to say it. You know who Sean Rafer is?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the greatest thing about Sean Rafer is? His humility. Sean Rafer is just a kind person who works hard. You know how many times I heard Sean Rafer talk about himself? I never heard not once. Sean Rafer never talks about himself. Sean Rafer always talks about other people and how great they are. That's what I love about Sean Rafer. Happy birthday to Sean Rafer, by the way. Today is Sean Rafer's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Sean Rafer. We good, Mike? All right,
yeah.
You guys, don't forget
this one, though.
Sean Rafer.
I like it.
Sean Rafer.
I caught myself humming this song.
Hey, Big Walt. All right, you guys. All right. Hey, you guys, don't forget to tune in to Kings in the Morning tomorrow, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. What's up, Big Walt? Tomorrow, Kings in the Morning, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Instagram and Facebook Live. Of course, it's on the jkingnetwork.com. Yolanda Little, thank you for the kind words. John Beckman said you're okay for a Caucasian. Mike.
Hey, hey.
That's him crack-a-lacking.
Power to the people.
And we'll see you guys. By the way, on Friday, you guys, I won't be on Kings of the Morning because I'll be flying, because we got to get on a ship to take off to go on the old school cruise. All right. Peace out. I'll see you guys in the morning. Thank you, Gwen. Gwen Foster, GF, call me.